I just want to lay a background before I give you the message from the Word as to what that means. And there are some of you who've come from other lands who are going to appreciate these men I'm going to talk about more than those of us that have been born here in this country. But I watched a program once on the television, I don't know if any of you ever watched it, called Roots. Did you watch that? It was the story of Kunta Kinte, who was a slave taken from Africa. And all the time he was in America as a slave, he was given a new name by his slave owners. But this man, every time he had opportunity, said, "My name is Kunta Kinte. I am from the tribe of whatever it was in Africa. My father is, my mother is, my grandfather is." He kept his identity. He taught his children, "I am Kunta Kinte. Your people are from Africa." Also, another man who changed his name so that he could... You see, he was given a new name, Kunta Kinte, so that he could be assimilated into the country where he'd been taken. They wanted to get the African out of him and give him American. Somebody else who changed his name so that he could be assimilated into the culture that he was drawn to was a gentleman called Cassius Clay. You all know who Cassius Clay is? The great boxer? He became a Muslim and he was given a new name. In other words, your old is gone, you are now new. You're a Muslim now and you will be doing things this way and that way. The other interesting thing is that if you become a nun or a monk, what do? They change your name to get you to leave all you've known before behind and give you something new, a new life to lead. Now, you who've come from other countries know what it's like to come from a culture that you're used to and come into a new culture where there's new ways of doing things, right? So you suddenly have to change your ways of thinking about things. And I'm going to tell you a story of three men who had to change their names. And the names of these people was Hananiah, Shadrach, and Mishael. Who am I going to talk about? No, Daniel's name was Belshazzar. These three are Hananiah, Shadrach, and Mishael. You see, we don't very often remember those names, but we will remember the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, what had happened was King Nebuchadnezzar had conquered Jerusalem and he was the king of Babylon, right? No greater pit of iniquity than Babylon, a great and mighty empire, which is now common day Iraq. That's where Babylon was, okay? How powerful was Babylon? Well, apparently the walls of Babylon, you could turn a four-wheeled chariot on the walls of Babylon. That's how wide they were. They must have been about as wide as this room. It was a great and mighty empire. And the Jews were captured and they were taken into Babylon. And one of the things the king wanted to do, he told the descendants of the nobles to go and get young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick understanding, who had the ability to serve in the king's palace, whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. What did they want to do? They wanted to change these Jews. They wanted to assimilate them into their culture so that hopefully by taking these young men further down the line, you would get the Jewishness knocked out of them and they would become Babylonians. So that when they gave birth to children, the children would be Babylonian. And they'd have forgotten all the other things. Right? But Daniel and his three friends, they were given food to eat because they had to present themselves 3 years they were given in training. You know, it's a bit like, who's Esther? You know, who had to have all the perfume. We heard about her, didn't we? Well, these men were given training for 3 years. Hopefully the Babylonian bit would be instilled in them, the Jewishness knocked out of them. But these four men decided, no, they would not eat anything unclean, nor would they drink the wine. And they said, if we look worse, give us 10 days, if we look worse than the others, well then, okay, you can make us eat that and drink that. But they look better than the others, so they were allowed to continue. But then we go 3 years down the line, and let's see whether these young men stuck to their guns, is it? I'm going to read from chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. This is how wealthy this man was. Whose height was 90 feet. Can we even imagine an image of himself 90 feet high and 9 feet wide, covered in gold? It must have been the most amazing spectacle. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather all the administrations, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. So they all did that, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Then the herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, all of you that live in Babylon, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship will be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard those sounds of the music, they all fell down and they worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar set up. Let me tell you something about these kings. When they say they're going to do something, they mean it. It's not empty words. You don't fall down. You're going into a fiery furnace. Simple. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke to the king and said, "King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You've made this decree of what they should do, and whoever doesn't do it will be put into a fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you've set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. There's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you've set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and a fury, gave the command, "Bring in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." So they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I've set up? Now, if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I've made, good. But if you do not worship, you will be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, we've got no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." How amazing. Nothing had managed to assimilate these men into Babylonian ways. they remembered what their names were that was given them when they were born. They remembered they were brought up as Jews, people of God, and they kept their ways. But what does that mean to us? This is something God has dealt with me, so this is why I can bring it to you. Okay. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? Anybody remember? I mean, these people were born with this name. Those names. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? You must be born again. And it wasn't till this week that the fullness of that hit me. You must be born again. Why did Jesus say that? Because as long as we are walking with what we were born with, we are walking in old nature. So for us to be new creations, new creatures with a new feature, we have to be born again. And this is the beauty of the gospel, that we can tell others, you can have a new life. The old is gone, the new has come. You can be born again, no matter how young or how old you are. Your old has gone, your new has come. And the amazing thing is that no matter what background or culture any of us have come from this morning, when we are born again, we are brothers and sisters. Why? Because now we do not have just a God. We have a Father. And we become a child of the living God. Are you a child of the living God? Who are you this morning? Are you an old creation or a new creation? Jesus said, the old is gone, the new is come. How wonderful is that? Then we can say, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that no matter what it is that we are going through, you see, our Father isn't like an earthly father. Our Father is the King of Kings. Our Father is the Creator of heaven and earth. Our Father is our Creator. Our Father owns everything. And when He says He will do for us in His word, He will accomplish His word. So we can say, no matter what comes our way, no matter... Do you know how many of us live in poverty sometimes as children of the King? Has anybody here been guilty of living in poverty? Because I have. I have. I've forgotten who I am in Christ Jesus and what He has done for me and what He is doing for me. We can live in the richness of being a believer, and then we can say, along with those men, if this is the case, my Father, whom I serve, is able to deliver me from any fiery trial, from any fiery trial. And He will deliver me from your hand, my enemy. But if not, how many of us are prepared to say that? But if not, I still will not bow the knee to the ways of the world. Who are you today in Christ Jesus? Are you walking in victory? Or is victory something that's over there and needs to be grasped? Let me tell you, we have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much, who gave His life for us. Bless you, Lord Jesus. And He has given us a name in which we can live. And that name is Jesus. A new name, a new creation. Are you a new creation today? Well, let's learn to walk in the victory of being who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen.